This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're live broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday transmission. This is what the TPP means to your future jobs.
On November 5th, 2015, the TPP was finally released to the public. On the very same day, President Obama declared he would sign it. 12 countries participated in negotiations for the TPP. All 12 signed the TPP on February 4th, 2016. The agreement will enter into force after ratification by all signatories, if ratified within 2 years. If the agreement is not ratified by all before February 4th, 2018, it will enter into force after ratification by at least 6 states, which together have a GDP of more than 85% of the GDP of all signatories. For the time being, and fortunately, it's an election year and Obama is a lame duck president. It will be a photo finish for the TPP within the confines of Obama's temporary reign.
Why can't Obama do something that actually helps Americans? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's not really supporting anything to do with America or the Constitution.
That's like for pathetic human scum.
The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a so-called trade agreement that basically creates a legalized one-world government, a legal bulwark into the sovereignty of nations, delivering poisonous food shipped right to your local grocery store. And those prescriptions that you desperately needed will now be unaffordable as Big Pharma gets all it ever wished for. And that's just the TPP. There are two other heads to this hydra that we are aware of. The ultra-secretive TISA, or Trade in Services Agreement, intended to be classified for 5 years after being signed. Fortunately for us, key portions of it were exposed by WikiLeaks. TISA essentially clears the way for the multinational corporations to regulate the management of public laws. TISA would also privatize state-owned enterprises. And let's not forget the knockout punch thrown by the TTIP, or the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, essentially forming a more imperfect union between the United States and the European Union. The profound changes on the horizon are why the puppets of the multinational corporations felt it was time to clue future generations in on the wonderful devastation they have in store for their future. Of course, explaining it bluntly isn't what they had in mind. They felt they should sugarcoat the truth with total bullshit.
America is a better place today than it was when I graduated from college. It also happens to be better off than when I took office, but that's a longer story. The point is, you need allies in a democracy. It's not a black or white thing. Go to any country where the give and take of democracy has been repealed by one party rule, and I will show you a country that does not work.
There are no walls big enough to stop people from anywhere, tens of thousands of miles away, who are determined to take their own lives while they target others. So I think that everything that we've lived and learned tells us that we will never come out on top if we accept advice from soundbite salesmen and carnival barkers who pretend the most powerful country on earth can remain great by looking inward and hiding behind walls at a time that technology has made that impossible to do and unwise to even attempt. The future demands from us something more than a nostalgia for some rose-tinted vision of a past that did not really exist in any case. And I think that everyone here, especially the class of 2016, understands that viscerally, internally, intellectually. You're about to graduate into a complex and borderless world.
Congratulations, class of 2016. Your future of endless financial aid payments, robot replacements, and a multinational screw job to your chosen career, diet, national sovereignty, and health care is on the verge of being
set. But they can be transgender, though.
On the fast track to be guaranteed to begin in 2018.
Or trans species.
So are you still convinced that Obama was a great president?
Look how helpless they are.
You all have some work to do. So enjoy the party. because you're going to be busy.
John Infowars.com.
Enjoy the club. You ain't in it. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're broadcasting worldwide. This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Are we seeing the earth? You got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are launch ready. We are launched on this Wednesday, the 11th day of May, 2016, Global Transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are, of course, mainly a radio transmission on hundreds of affiliates across the United States, global satellite, shortwave, you name it, but also simulcasting on some TV stations, cable stations around the country, and living color streaming full television news production at InfoWars.com/show. And I tell you, I'm actually enjoying this broadcast so far because I'm not somebody that likes big, bright lights in my eyes. I used to really love just doing radio in a dark room with a little light shooting down on the table where I could focus in on the news. But I wanted to play videos. I wanted to show photos. I wanted to show documents. Back in 1996, 97, before the internet had become more ubiquitous, more popular, more widespread, it was really expensive to show somebody a video clip or even show an article. You could put a photo up and it might get read a million times, but you'd get a bill for $5,000. Bandwidth was much more expensive. So I began basically trying to develop the technologies and systems, or find the technologies and systems, to stream video on the Internet. And we are, of course, one of the first to do that with radio slash television. It's been duplicated a lot today by Glenn Beck, the Young Turks, and many others. But this is one of the first times I've ever worn sunglasses on air. And that's because I got a piece of sand or glass in my right eye, and then it got infected. It's getting better, but I look like something out of a horror movie right now. So I'm going to be donning the Blues Brothers glasses here today, and I am really enjoying not having as much blaring light in my face. But watch, this will become the big topic, Alex Jones wearing sunglasses, instead of all the amazing news we're about to cover. At least with the mainstream media. You know, it's better than an eye patch. I was thinking about an eye patch, but that was a little too much. So we're going to go with the sunglasses here today. Okay. I'm really said this 1,000 times, never really been able to do it, but I'm going to attempt as best I can to cover all the news today because it's so over the top important. Senate kicks off debate over reauthorizing controversial NSA program. No, it's illegal. Also, Senate Commerce Committee launches inquiry into Facebook over trending topics of censorship. And exactly what we told you years ago about Facebook that's been getting worse the last few months has been confirmed, that they have algorithms set to block libertarian, conservative, nationalistic, pro-Trump type information, which does show they're trying to create a monopoly of information. It is highly unethical and highly illegal, especially when you don't tell people you're doing it. This whole line about, well, they own the website. Yes, and they hold it out, but it's a free open commons of ideas as long as you don't violate the, quote, rules, calling for violence or whatever. Now their rules say if you disagree with someone, they can censor you. That is directly out of North Korea. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. An incredible article on Infowars.com by Joshua Krause. You ought to get Krause on. This is exactly what's happening. This article is over the top important. I should probably cover the entire broadcast just on this today. This is so big. This is everything. The White House plans to make the suburbs less wealthy and white. And you read the quotes, they say they're racist, they're bad, they're too wealthy. We're going to have zoning that basically shuts them down or subsidizes, quote, moving poor and minorities into them. Now, what that really means is we're going to tax you, we're going to control you, and we are going to bring in helpless domesticated groups to create divide and conquer strategies. And then when there is racial tensions that the media is going to hype up, we're going to bring in strong cities, UN policies of social justice warrior slash community organizer operatives to further break down the civilization. Under Agenda 21, you're not allowed to run to the country. And by the way, Hispanics, blacks, everybody's running to the country. And you go out to the country, hill country, you go to a homeschooling event or whatever, there are black families, Hispanic families, Asian families, like a third of them. And everybody's getting along, and everybody doesn't trust the government, everybody's not taking vaccines, everybody's trying to get Amish milk, and it's a beautiful thing happening. Got homeschooling events at my house, and it looks like true diversity. But they're cool people, and they all know what's going on. I would not invite a bunch of so-called liberal trendies, black, white, Hispanic, to my house in the country, because they literally will look for some reason to call the police on you or say your child has a birthmark, you must have beaten them, and get in your face, because that's all they know is running around and identifying people that aren't following the mouse-a-tongue culture system. This article is so incredible. For leftists, multiculturalism isn't always about flooding a country with millions of immigrants from incompatible cultures, as we've seen in Europe over the past few years. It's also about integrating the cultures that already exist within a nation. As far as they are concerned, a neighborhood that lacks diversity is unacceptable. We must all be equal in all ways, even when it comes to the culture and appearances of our communities. You know, I live outside town, but I also got a small condo in closer to town, closer to my parents, and it took me 3 years, and I could never find any of the new condos they're building that they give tax incentives to build them cheaper to the builders that had a fence around my condo, little 2.5 bedroom. So it has a little study. 2.5 bedroom on the top, a kitchen and a living room, and a entryway on the bottom. Very small. Just when I stay in town or don't want to have to drive back out into the countryside. And I kept asking all the builders, I said, and by the way, you know, you're building, say, 6 condo buildings here, 5 there. I said, why are there no gates on these? They said, oh, the city won't give you a permit now to have a gate on your condos or apartments. And some of these had like 20 buildings with duplexes. So you're talking 40 buildings, 40 homes. I ended up getting one on a little plot that has 6 duplexes on it. No fence. And the city, and I was told this by the builders, so I went and looked it up. They have, quote, guidelines. And it's like, oh, we want an open community. They want it where there's no security, where you can be robbed. They said, we want a, quote, open neighborhood feeling. This is in South Austin, ladies and gentlemen, with projects a mile away. Because, again, they want to dot those all randomly around. And, of course, there's robberies in the areas and rape and all the rest of it. But you haven't got my guns yet, you bastards. But that's just how they work. And now, Agenda 21, we've been to the meetings, we've covered it, we've done the reports, you've seen them here. We ought to edit some of those back together, you know, just composite a bunch of the old reports together. When I say it, they go, oh, you mean cover it up? No, I mean, you know, take like hours of reports and edit them down to maybe a 30-minute report of Agenda 21 meetings where they make people come into the town hall, and all these small towns around Austin that are exploding. And they go, oh, we'll give you tax exemption if you live in this 10-story condo building that even has a factory in the bottom of it, but no one else gets the exemptions. But if you sign on with us, you do. And then they just double the taxes on everybody else, the farmers and ranchers that have been there for 4 generations, and ship in a bunch of people in 300 square foot. They're 300 square foot out in Elgin. In Austin, they're 250. Remember, that's the new liberal way. You get a 250 square foot deal. It cost $2,500 a month. Suddenly, the 1,000 square foot's $5,000 when it was $2,500 a year ago. It's how they scam you. They bring in all these coffin buildings to undercut everything, build up the numbers so that everything skyrockets in price. All these big fat cats and multinationals, foreign governments own some of the buildings downtown. One of them, the Ashton, I was reading the paper, is owned by the Dominican Republic. So it's just go into the city governments, make laws to screw everyone, ship in unskilled laborers, third world populations in the middle of small towns, have taxpayers build 10-story buildings in towns where the people in the town are like 2,000. It takes over, then multinationals move in, displace everything, and get lower tax rates. And don't worry, though, they call it not being racist. Just like you don't like Obamacare, you're racist. You don't turn your guns in, you're racist. The new KKK is the NRA. Remember that line when the NRA was founded at the counter of the KKK in part and to train Northerners how to shoot? I mean, that's a fact. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. UKIP opposes the EU. The British government calls them Nazis, even though the EU plan was set up by the Nazis. Because the public doesn't know their butt from a hole in the ground. And the general public wants freebies. And the general public thinks backstabbing each other and not caring about anybody is how you get ahead. Everybody, especially women now, think it's cool to be hard and cynical and try to get an angle up on you and screw their bosses over. It's just epidemic in the different trade publications I read. But men do it too. And it's all just a entitled, dumbed-down TV generation trained to fall against 21st century technology and scientific cultural takeovers. In the future, one thing is going to trump it all, and that's going to be relationships with people you can trust and that people you're committed to. The most valuable thing is people you can trust and people you're committed to. That's why we're trained to be alone, to not be committed, to not care about anybody, to not care about our kids if we happen to have them. But that's how you get ahead, so everybody's totally alone and totally pathetic. So I'm going to get more into that article. And it goes on to say the federal government, which is multinational, run by UNESCO, is going to come in with small area fair market rents. and they're going to come in with a subsidized government housing and plop them all out in the middle of nowhere. And then they've got the new freedom initiatives to drug everybody. And then they've got the Rural Affairs Committee set up by Obama with the Department of Defense and the CIA over it to put CIA in every small town to run the op.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com. Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. Please don't forget the weeknight transmission, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Dire Straits, that is some good music. All right, let's get back on the news. I'm going to cover this more later, but when you read a headline like White House plans to make the suburbs less wealthy and white, that's just always the cover to screw everybody over, like Obamacare. The headline should be globalists to wage war on more independent rural communities not under globalist control. Domestication consolidation program accelerates, similar to programs carried out in Asia, Latin America, and Africa. I remember back in the 1980s, my dad was so excited. He said, they're opening up Mexico to buy land for the first time since Mexico was founded in the 1820s. He's like, it's incredible. And he goes, I want to buy land. So we go down to Cancun, where he'd been before, my first time. We drove to all these spots, and there were UN signs and biosphere. And my dad spoke decent Spanish. He was talking to locals, and I remember after his second trip down there, he goes, it's a big UN scam. They're forcing all the locals off their property, the Mayans, because they've been there so long. They don't even have deeds to the property, and they're not going to let them fish anymore, and they're going to force them all up into the big cities. And my dad, of course, knew everything back then, and I'm hearing all this. And then later I went and looked it up. That's why Mexico City was like 10 million people in the 80s. It's 35 million now. They just come with machine guns and force you off the land. The only people that haven't been forced off their land in Mexico are the people in Chiapas, because they're just willing to fight to the death. And that's even though they're communist, we buy coffee from them. The communists are the only ones that backed them. They've got that ideology. But really, they're just on the land. They have communes where they grow their own coffee and share the profits. That's just humans working together. Because communism will work at a local, tribal level. Because you still got your house, you still got your wife, your kids, your daughters, your sons, your husband, your grandmother, your grandfather, your family, your cemetery. You've been there. You've got communes where you go dump your food in there, and they kind of look at how much you dumped in, and that's the share you get. That's truly communal sharing. And they grow coffee together, and they kill federales together, and that's a good example because the globalists can't come in and kick them out. Right from the border with Guatemala. And that's where America, Awake of America coffee comes from. I'm not plugging it, but I think it's the best coffee, and then I found out the background of it and got my own sources down there, but I really like it. This is what it's all about. And they're coming in to force you off your land. They're coming in to shut down. Why are there wars on lemonade stands? Why are there wars on swap meets and the Amish? Forbes magazine asked the questions. The Associated Press says, why are there federal task forces out trying to shut down people that don't have permits at Christmas holiday events selling mistletoe? Because they don't want humans used to going and having their own barter and their own systems, because even if the globalists take over, if a handful of people have seeds, and a handful of people know how to do machine work, and a handful of people know how to weave, and if a handful of people know how to farm, and if a handful of people know how to manufacture, it's game over. We can instantly start over during a depression. They're not going to let that happen. During this depression, they're going to ban cash. It'll still be cash, but it'll be digital. I told you 10 years ago or 15 years ago. That's now been announced. I can just see where the enemy's going. And they're getting ready to launch on every front. I don't know if it's this year, next year, or whenever, but it's serious. And it's all engineered. And I've got the news right here. Retail stocks are getting mauled. What gives, Forbes? What gives? There's no container ships going back and forth in the Atlantic, only a few in the Pacific. We are in cardiac arrest by design. Recession may loom for next U.S. president, no matter who it is. Bloomberg, they're just going to admit we're in a depression, basically. We're already in it. Macy's slashes outlook as sales continue to fall. Yeah, I was buying a bed comforter a few weeks ago because one got old. The dog was chewing holes in it. And there was no one there at Macy's. I had to look around for 20 minutes to buy a comforter top. I'd take it downstairs and buy it. Staples, Office Depot shares plunge after merger blocked. And it goes on and on from there. We're going to break that down. So Senate Commerce Committee launches inquiry into Facebook over trending topic censorship. That is so huge. Bill Corcoran has been sending me text messages pointing out that this is just giant. We've got to force this issue. That's what he was here pushing a month ago. Notice now Drudge has been covering it big for the last week, and that forced it over the edge. And now the massive censorship and controls being looked at. Again, Senate kicks off debate over reauthorizing controversial NSA spying. We'll get into the latest primary with Sanders winning West Virginia. And also winning some other states. We're going to look at justice's reputation hangs in the balance of Clinton probe. We're going to look at measles outbreak in Memphis began at a mosque. We're also going to get into the latest terror threat news, and I'll tell you about all the big guests coming up, including a new interview never before seen with Billy Corgan on
We're
this
on
issue.
The march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At Best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Rainforest, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Rainforest did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Rainforest right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon worldwide. Jones, your host. I'm going to play a whole bunch of special reports and key clips here in a moment, including a very powerful one that deserves to go mega viral. It's only about 3.5 minutes long that Paul Watson shot yesterday. I was listening to the show yesterday, but I wasn't watching when he was talking about the guy that made a joke video about Hitler and the pug dog. And it's clearly not pro-Hitler, but even if it was pro-Hitler, you shouldn't get arrested in Scotland. I mean, where's the free speech under the Magna Carta? But he did get arrested, and they're prosecuting him. And then Paul plays two different clips of John Cleese making fun of Hitler. This is a war on culture, folks, and a war on ideas, and they know what they're doing. People keep saying, oh, these are out-of-control idiots. They just don't know what they're doing. It's globally coordinated by the central banks on record. They've got it phased out in a complete plan. You just joined us. I got a piece of glass or something in my eye 2 days ago, and it cut it up, and it really hurts in the light, so I'm wearing sunglasses, not trying to act cool. Though these are really cool sunglasses. I bought these in Italy, and I tell you, they don't even have these in the U.S., and they are just awesome. The Italians just know how to make sunglasses, shoes, coats, cars, you name it. And the women aren't half bad looking either. Anyways, I like Italians, what's left of them. Okay, let's just continue here going through the news. Before I plunge into that, we got a limited run batch of it. It sold out in a week and a half. We have gotten more of it in. We could have just put out hundreds of different formulas, private labeled, of different vitamin, mineral, multivitamin juices. There's a lot of good ones out there. I promote Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You buy it from us. We get some of the profit, helps fund the operation. It's excellent. At InfoWarsHealth.com, along with 400 other great items. But we've got 18 items now that we produce, and I'm very, very proud. This is plant-derived, the full spectrum of minerals and vitamins, and it's concentrated, and it's less than most of the leading competitors out there. It's a vitamin-mineral fusion, and it's fruit punch flavor. I'm very, very proud of it. Even the different nutraceutical Nazis, and I don't mean that in a bad sense, the Seinfeld sense, you know, the folks that really want the highest quality, like the soup Nazi. The vitamin Nazis out there are really proud of our work. That's why on big third-party sites it gets such incredible reviews. Vitamineral Fusion is loaded with a full month supply of essential vitamins in each canister, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin products. The best part is ingredients of Vitamineral Fusion are plant-derived, and the few that aren't are from the highest quality lab standard tested. Just some of the ingredients in Vitamineral Fusion include vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L, glutamine, alpha, lipoic acid, folic acid, calcium, and many others. Got a bunch of amino acids, all the minerals, you name it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and get your bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion today before we sell out again of this limited run. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have a $10 savings, a 16.68% savings on it. It has a 4.4 star review. And if you sign up for AutoShip, you get 10% off additionally. All orders above $50 or more get free shipping on top of that. There are a lot of specials running. Be sure and check those out. But let's say you're addicted to soft drinks. Let's say you are your kids love, you know, drinking too much orange juice, which has some good stuff in it for you, but incredible sugar. This has fractions of that. It's naturally flavored with xylitol. And it's just, it even hardly has any of that because the stuff in it just naturally tastes so good. It's like vitamin B12 just tastes good in and of itself. It tastes like sugar. There's no sugar in it. And what I do is I take like a Topo Chico that's really good in my view, Mexican naturally carbonated water. And I put that in and then I stir up like a quarter scoop. It's so strong. I put ice in it. And it's the best fruit punch ever. And it tastes just as good as a soda pop, using the Yankee term, carbonated fruit drink. I mean, I like Coca-Cola. I like Pepsi. I can't drink it. It's got, you know, baby flavoring in the Pepsi, and the Coca-Cola and all the rest of it is just so incredibly toxic. The evidence is overwhelming. Full of heavy metals, you name it, for whatever reason. This stuff is all tested California-level standard, and it just is so delicious, I'll put it up against the best soft drink any day. Because, yeah, soft drinks are bad for you. They taste incredibly delicious. Let's not lie about it. Well, we took 2 years to develop this. I'm very proud of it. No artificial flavors, so it's not bright red. It's orangish pink, and it's just amazing. My kids love it. I think the multivitamin right here, and it's so much more absorbable because it's being done as a liquid going through the digestive process, starting in the mouth with the saliva that begins to absorb it, adds the key cofactors, the key acids to break it down. It then goes into the stomach. It's got the amino acids, all of it in there, and just does amazing things. So I'm done plugging But Vitamin Mineral Fusion is available back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get all the great longevity products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Then it's like saying, what do you like better, you know, a Sprite or a 7-Up? I like them both. This is like a 7-Up, and then the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is like a Sprite. I mean, they're both delicious. They're both good for you. I sell both. I sell theirs, and I sell mine. And just, you know, people differ on what they like better. I think they all go to, this is Plant Drive. Theirs is Deep Earth provided. It's just all a good mix for folks. So InfoWarsHealth.com for Beyond Tangy Tangerine, InfoWarsLife.com for Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Okay, let's now just one more thing. We had to end the big special on food because the competitors were getting upset. I mean, they distribute one of the biggest outfits in the country, My Patriot, super high quality. We sell all their products, but they have a lot of other distributors, a lot of other sellers, other private labelers, and they just don't like how low I go. And I said, can I please do it a few more days? They said, we told you no, please stop. I said, what about if I take the four best sellers we've got and just offer those at 40% off for one more week? They called me back. They said, yes, one more week, but that's it. We already had the lowest prices. You don't need to go this low. And I understand that, but I like to do this. I like to dominate. I like a win-win. I like to have loss leaders. It isn't quite a loss leader. We make some profit, and it helps fund the operation. So get your storable foods now. I think you're crazy if you don't. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Separately, I got some sand or something swimming in the creek Monday night. Anthony came over. He swam with myself and the kids. We went around chasing fireflies in the dusk. And then he went home after dinner. But I was swimming around, and I got some sand in my eye, and it kind of cut my eye. And so, and my dad looked at it in the morning, and you know, he's a dentist, but he still knows his medicine. So he says, yeah, you got serration. You're cutting there. But then by yesterday, it got infected. And I never hardly get infected, but it got all bright red and stuff. To the point I couldn't even open my eye yesterday. Now it's still red, about half as red, but I can open my eye, and I'll tell you if it works. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's why you got to have a mix of mainline medicine and colloidal silver. But it's already getting a lot better, so I started putting it in yesterday. And I'm going to put some colloidal silver in my eye right now. And it's one of the known powerful antibiotics out there when other stuff doesn't work. And again, if this, it's starting to help, but by tomorrow, if it isn't 100% better, I'm going to go ahead and get the eye drops there that are you know, so toxic but actually work. So, colloidal silver in the eye, and we will see how it works. I've done this with other infections over the last decade, I don't know, four or five times on air. Three times it worked, one time it didn't, and the antibiotics had to do it. It's when I bumped into the Supreme Court building. This guard jumps out and goes, what are you doing? So I was videotaping up by the front door. It was on a Sunday. And I turned towards the big foot of the pillar. It was so high, it was up to my shin. Cut through my jeans, cut the front of my leg, and then about a month later, pus started just gushing out of it. I don't want to get graphic here, but you know, infectious disease, one of the biggest killers, the bacteria becoming immune, the viruses are becoming immune-resistant. Colloidal silver, iodine, natural herbs. By the time I went to the doctor and they x-rayed, it was rotted all the way down to my shin, all the way down to my foot inside. And within 24 hours of big injections of antibiotics, boom, it stopped. How magic. So I'm not bashing MD medicine. But it's like a nuclear option. The colloidal silver I was kind of putting into the wound didn't help. So I guess it had already gotten so deep down. But other times when antibiotics didn't work, with the chest colds and stuff that killed members of my family, remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Colloidal silver did. My dad was in bed for a month. Antibiotics weren't working, third round. I dumped three bottles of colloidal silver down his throat, 30 parts per million, and it knocked it out in a matter of days. Amazing, at least from my experience. InfoWarsLife.com, Silver Bullet, is there as well. And you're crazy if you don't get prepared. All right, I'm going to stop plugging. Please support our local M&F affiliates. Become a sponsor. Support the local sponsors. It is so essential. It is so important. I'll do a shorter plug next hour, but I wanted to get that in right there. Okay, where to begin? Where should we start? There is so much to go over here. I already mentioned some of this, but I want to drill back into some of the articles we haven't hit yet. Shock. 50% of Bernie voters pick Trump over Hillary. Credible article by Kit Daniels. Needs to go so viral. If Hillary steals nomination, Trump gains Bernie votes. Half of Bernie Sanders supporters would vote for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton, a Fox News exit poll in West Virginia revealed. Now, that is the coal miner area, but it's still 20, 30% in other areas we've seen. He's getting 20%, 25% with the black Americans who normally go 10% Republican. I mean, folks get that he's populist. In fact, in some cases, he's too liberal, folks. It's not that he's too extreme or racist in my issue. But that's a Big Ten approach. Sanders won West Virginia with around 124,000 votes compared to Clinton's 86,000, meaning that approximately 72% of those votes Clinton received in the primary, half of Sanders represent the Democrats who would vote for Trump. Trump's chances against Clinton may be better than anyone thought, Fox News admitted. Well, CNN was in coal country in West Virginia and couldn't find one person out of 20 in a Democrat event who weren't going to vote for Trump. And if he gets that same nationalist message out to everybody else that actually wants to work and can work, to quote Merle Haggard, but a man can still work, still would, then it's game over for Herr Hitlery. Speaking of Herr Hitlery, I'm going to air this since I mentioned it right now. It's only a few minutes long. The video's up on InfoWars.com, but I want to tweet it out again and post it on Facebook again because make fun of Hitler, you will be arrested. I mean, that's really what the headline should be. Paul's headline was pretty good, you know. Make fun of Hitler on YouTube, get arrested. But it's really just make fun of Hitler, get arrested. Comedy is now illegal. Charlie Chaplin made fun of Hitler. I've made fun of Hitler. Remember, Jesse James made fun of Hitler, and they said, oh, you're a Nazi. This is an assault on reality. How dare people tell Americans and Scots and folks that died in mass fighting Hitler, our grandparents, that we're with Hitler if some liberal trendy who's apologized, and turns out he's a liberal, of course he apologized, should apologize and say, I didn't do anything. It's satire. It's protected. But by him groveling, they keep charging him. He should say, how dare you, and get a jury trial. This is happening everywhere. We'll put the headline back up on screen. I want to put it on Facebook. I want to retweet it. Police now arresting YouTubers for offensive videos. No speech is safe, folks. I've got a stack of news. A teacher in Germany, a teacher in Austria, there's two different stories today, one in Germany, one in Austria. The teacher in Austria talked about the Quran, talking about Muhammad saying you can have sex with 12-year-olds, and said that's pedophilia, and she's been arrested. Now, folks, separately, China's been caught shipping in little girls for sex slaves, and they're calling it sex slavery. It is what it is. But this, even if it wasn't true that Muhammad said that, wrote that, you should have a right to say it. This is tyranny. Teacher to be prosecuted for calling Muhammad a child molester. The middle school teacher in the Austrian city is facing criminal prosecution for her comments regarding the founder of Islam. And they've got Turkish people that make fun of Erdogan on TV in Germany being arrested. This is, the left is evil. They're not the left. They're a group of criminals coming to take over, and they mean business. And they've got every lazy nobody, brown shirt, joining it on a power trip, thinking they're about to get the spoils. The spoils disappear very quick, dummies. Let's look at Venezuela. Let's go ahead and go to this incredible report by Paul Joseph Watson.
28-year-old Marcus Meacham was arrested for hate crimes after posting this joke video of his girlfriend's dog reacting to Nazi slogans.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. Buddha, do I gas the Jews? Gas the Jews? Jews. See, Kyle. Jews.
The video went viral, receiving 18,000 thumbs up to just 1,200 thumbs down. The vast majority of viewers thought that it was hilarious, but thanks to a small minority of perpetually offended retards, Meacham got a home visit from the Scottish police. Authorities said that Meacham's arrest is a lesson to others that any video content deemed offensive will not be tolerated. Meacham then prostrated himself, pleading that he wasn't a racist and that he only made the video to annoy his girlfriend. Isn't it interesting that John Cleese recently came out and decried political correctness? Because under that definition, Cleese himself would have been arrested for this Fawlty Towers sketch.
Who's this then? Start you, my boy! I'll do the brainwash!
He would have also been hit with hate crimes charges for this Monty Python sketch.
I am not a racist!
Charlie Chaplin would have been thrown in a jail cell for the same reason. If they're now treating any video content whatsoever that causes offense as hate speech, then my entire channel is hate speech. It's getting close to where I'm going to have to leave the country simply to continue to make YouTube videos. They're already arresting people who criticize Muslim immigration on Twitter. Now satire. Frigging satire that's not even malicious will not be tolerated. And this is by no means a one-off case. Just a few days ago, a Muslim police chief in Manchester said, freedom of speech does not mean freedom of offending culture, religion, or tradition. Just last month, Greater Glasgow police threatened to conduct home visits to harass people who made unkind or inaccurate tweets. Last year, Police Scotland announced their intention to investigate offensive comments made on Twitter and other social media platforms. Of course, this is all selectively enforced, but the chilling effect is very real. This is how political correctness is strangling freedom. People are going to be terrified of expressing any political belief, even if it's satirical, even if it's not even meant to be political, if we allow them to characterize Nazi jokes or Muhammad cartoons as hate speech. Then it's only the beginning. The end will bring us full circle to the very reason political correctness was created in communist countries in the first place. To stifle, censor, and punish anyone who dares speak out against the state or the prevailing cultural mantra.
Great job, Paul Watson. I'm going to take that little short video and just add a few other clips to it. With the analysis I'm doing here as a larger video, what about all the Disney cartoons making fun of Hitler? If this Nazi land so great, we wouldn't leave it if we could. You know, and just all the rest of the mindlessness. But what if you want to be pro-Nazi? You're allowed to do that in Europe. You're allowed to do that here in the U.S., but not anymore. Now making fun of it isn't allowed. And people go into JCPenney and they see a silver teapot, which, by the way, is a really nice teapot. And they think because there's a round handle that looks a little like a mustache and the handle could be hair. That's like seeing Hitler in a cloud. They want it banned. And guess what? JCPenney did ban it. They did ban it. And now it goes for a premium. And now they're saying, don't wear, you know, black jackets. That could be a Nazi. This is the type of stuff that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're saying, don't say I want Mexican or Chinese food, because saying that the name could be hurtful. All knowledge is hurtful. By the way, during the video, I remembered, it was 4 or 5 years ago, I did a video called Hitler Dog with my French bulldog, still living, he's old now, Captain. And we made a joke about how since they're afraid of the teapot, that was in 2013, I guess three, four years ago, that I made the joke that, oh, no, now we've got Hitler Dog. Perhaps you should play part of Hitler Dog. And then it gets worse. I mean, there's all these other cartoons and movies and people making fun of Hitler. But see, it's only selectively enforced. Look, there's Donald Duck as a Nazi. Arrest him. If this Nazi land's so good, we wouldn't leave it if we could. All Heil Hitler, New World Order. That's a quote. They'll probably have New York Times say, Jones said Heil Hitler on air, preying on their audience, thinking you're dumb. Obamacare's free. I have clips here with national news making fun of their dumb viewers, going, we told them they could keep their doctor. It's like Grouper up there at a big university. I teach people how to lie, and my lies are best. They're like, oh, the public's so dumb, we're ripping them off. This is how sick these people are. In fact, do we have Hitler Dog ready? Can we just play it right off YouTube? Ladies and gentlemen, I may be arrested if I ever travel to Scotland. And don't forget, Michael Savage and hundreds of others are now banned from going to the UK because they criticize radical Islam. And the communist Chinese went and funded U.S. groups to blackball his book about China being a threat. That's how much control there is in this country. And we've had to deal with it and been threatened over talking about the House of Saud. We get told, leave them alone if you want to be on these stations. This is already going on. This is already happening in America. And it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. It gets worse, this totalitarianism. The good news is it's becoming so blatant, these attempts to bully people that are literally authoritarian, literally Nazi-like, what the so-called left is doing. This is a very important from the International Business Times. Senate Commerce Committee launches inquiry into Facebook over trending topics censorship. Isn't that just special? So the good news is they tried to act like for the last few months where Drudge made a big deal out of this, we made a big deal out of this, International Frontier Foundation, the different internet groups made a big deal out of it. They went, oh, it's their website. They're allowed to do it. Then their own employees started coming out saying, no, we completely block anything patriotic, anything pro-Trump, anything pro-gun, anything pro-Benghazi investigation, anything anti-Hillary. Mainline news is censored. You in America, on your supposed Facebook, where you and your friends share ideas, they don't let you share that info. They don't let people share videos that we post on Facebook now. The first few months, they weren't blocking us. But when the videos all started getting about 1 million views on average, some got 4 million views, why in the market of ideas? We were winning. Can't have that. Can't have that. We had a Charlie Daniels video up there with 1.5 million views in a week. Oh, someone else made a copyright claim, even though we had the authorization. That's just how all of this works to shut things down. Do we have Hitler Dog, guys? We're having a problem downloading. It doesn't matter. There's no need to fear. Hitler Dog is here. Oh, dear. Astronium-12 detonator. I'll have to destroy the Earth. That pesky Earth creature. Oh, dear, the fluoride didn't work on this one. He's fighting back against my takeover. Hurry, chemtrail him immediately. I will have the technological developments for myself. This planet, I declare for Bill Gates. See, if I don't have Hitler Dog, I've got... What cartoon is it? That's Marvin the Martian merged with whoever says, there's no need to fear. Underdog is here. That's kind of fun, isn't it? I should just join the New World Order, go to Hollywood, and make $1 million per movie on voiceovers. And I'm not bragging, folks. People say I do this for money. I've been paid $800,000 in a year for a voiceover for a national ad. That's how much those unions pay you, because they air the commercial thousands of times on national TV. And I got, like, checks, big checks every month for it. And then after a year, there was a backlash, and they said, that's Alex Jones's voice. We don't like your company having Alex Jones's voice. I got insurance companies want me to do the voices. They want me to be the guy that says, you know, the big movie trailers. Coming this November. But I don't do it. I stay here and I do this. But I tell you, it's a very pleasurable feeling that I don't need to be successful just as a radio talk show host or patriot. I do this because I choose to. I can make more money doing voiceovers. I'd probably be one of the top voiceover people in the world if I wanted to. And I'll tell you what's even better about that. I don't even sit here and do a fake voice on air. This is my real voice right here. But I could sit there with the radio voice that Glenn Beck wishes he could do. But I'm not going to do it. And I'm not bragging. So brag just fact. It's just that I love the talents God gave me. You've got a lot of talents as well. YouTube doesn't have the talent of downloading my video. Hitler Dog. There's no need to fear. Sorry. We're going to return. I can do Cobra Commander.
Cobra.
My voice is kind of shot, though. It's hard to do it. Autobots transform and roll out. Bumblebee, open fire. He came to your planet with a cube to save your species. Autobots transform and roll out. This is CNN.
CNN Live.
Closed caption provided by Blood Atlantic, the heart of closed caption communication.